The revelation that there was a son should have been the sweetest, most precious, important moment in human history. Instead of that, men hated it and killed him. Killed the Prince of Life, Peter said. Why? God is love. It's because He's more than love. It's because love is not all God is. He's also holy. And He has order. Paul said, withdraw yourself from every brother who walks disorderly. Because when you're out of order, you're carrying a disease with you.
Yes.
You picked up a virus from Satan and the world, or the world. And you can infect the body. And that's why Paul told the body, withdraw yourself from every brother who walks disorderly, out of God's order, self-willed. Where do you see the government of God? Where on this earth do you find the government of God? You don't find it in Washington, D.C. And only on rare occasion do you find it anywhere. Even among His own people. But the order is what men hate. Because when the real government of God is present, it's a threat to everything that men have invented. Every religious order, every religious claim, every position, every title on earth. When Jesus showed up, God's order came. No man comes to the Father but by me. When God created a being lower than Himself, and Jesus said, the Father is greater than I am. When He created a being lower than Himself who obeyed Him and to whom He gave commandments and instruction, God created order, government. That was in the creation of the Son, all of this. In a twinkling of an eye, all this wisdom is contained. Takes us a long time to talk about it, but it all happened in an instant. Order, creation, love, relationships. All of it. When Jesus showed up under the anointing of the power of God that came on Him at John's baptism, when He started His ministry, there stood a visible representation of God. A real one. He had sent others. Jesus told a parable and said the owner of the vineyard sent servants to his vineyard to collect the fruit. And they were beaten, abused, slain, some of them. But the owner of the vineyard, Jesus said, finally concluded, I'll send my son. They will reverence him. And when they saw the son, they said, hey, he's the heir. Let's get rid of him. We'll have it all. We'll have God's people locked up. They'll be under us forever. That's God's vineyard. Isaiah 5, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the men of it, Jerusalem, Judah. So they killed him. Visible representation of God, Satan tried to get rid of it and put out the light to keep his ministers in control. And he succeeded. And his ministers are in control of those people to this day. But some of them heard. And what the Son had done started to shine so brightly. So many people fell in love with it. So many people were touched. So many people were changed. So many people were given the wisdom and knowledge of God. Satan couldn't deny it. So he changed his tactics. He stopped denying that the Son had come. He started telling about it.